the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
In a recent article by the Wall Street Journal, Springfield, Missouri was named the number one location for remote workers. The article surveyed over 1,000 adults nationwide and looked at several factors like cost of living, employment rates, and internet quality. Rachel Anderson, director of the eFactory, explains how the eFactory, together with the Springfield community, has helped contribute to a highly qualified workforce. I'm Sophia Perez, and today Anderson will speak about how the eFactory has created this remote work haven.
So of course, it's going to be your things like lower cost of living, but then it's also important infrastructure things. We are in the center of the United States. And so if you do need to do business and get to New York or do business and get to California, you can, and your flight's quicker. Or if you need to get to Kansas City or Northwest Arkansas, you can do that all in a day's drive there and back. So I think it's just this component of infrastructure that also makes it really important. Of course, we're in a beautiful place to live. Life's short. You get to decide to, of course, do what you love as you work, but also what you do in your free time. And so if we can have a place where you also can go hiking or get out on the river or spend some time with your family, friends, I think Springfield and Southwest Missouri, and really all of Southern Missouri, it leads itself really well to that.
Anderson also notes that location doesn't dictate expertise in the ways it used to.
You know, if you were really passionate about something or you wanted to work for a specific type of company, that was pretty much decided for you based on location. And that's just not true anymore. And in fact, I actually think it makes people more interesting and drawn to when you decide where you want to live and where you want to work.
Anderson nods to intentional partnerships such as the one with City Utilities for helping to create a remote work-friendly city.
The public-private partnership that they created with creating that gigabit internet throughout our entire community, that's a really big deal. And so that's another thing, you know, remote work or hybrid work, you know, people choosing where they want to live, you know, those things factor in because that is really an important necessity.
Anderson says that Springfield has been very intentional over the last 30 years about creating community and what she calls the fabric of collaboration. She credits the community for making Springfield a desirable location for remote workers.
So as some of those remote programs started popping up, so like incentives to move to a community, you know, we'll pay you $10,000 to move here. At first, I thought it was a genius way of kind of hacking what median income looks like, right? How to get remote workers there. But I think there's a certain population that will move around or move to someplace for $10,000. But what we've always believed is that they're going to move to and stay in Springfield because of the opportunity that they're created. And so I think, you know, it's opportunity part of community, opportunity for something bigger, opportunity to work with the companies that are here. I do really believe the people are what makes it really that number one.
The collaboration between Missouri State, the City of Springfield, City Utilities, and the Springfield Area Chamber of Commerce helped make the eFactory and the Idea Commons possible.
And the vision for that was, how can we create this space for innovation, design, entrepreneurship, and the art? Strong ecosystems are really important. And so, sure, are we talking about remote work? But yes, we also need strong employers that are headquartered here so that it's also a great place for remote workers to come and live because they're part of our community.
The eFactory provides resources like co-working spaces, meeting spaces, and private offices, but also business support programs for remote workers and innovators alike. They also provide real-world opportunities through part-time jobs and internships for high school and college students to show what the pipeline could look like.
You need a place for a day to come and work, and so maybe you're traveling through or maybe you're here and need to get out of the house. You can do that in our co-working space, rent a meeting space. Everything's hybrid capable. We have private offices. We have a whole host of business support programs as well as talent development. And so anything from how to use QuickBooks all the way up to emotional intelligence and different programs for individuals that are advancing in their companies and growing in leadership training.
Anderson says the eFactory has worked hard to create community.
Community is who we are. Forward is where we're going. We make it available to use our space for different community or user groups that are related to our mission. They can use that at no charge, or member socials to get to know each other, or it might be resources through our Missouri Small Business Development Center at Missouri State as people are first getting started with a business or growing a business, which of course can include remote workers.
The eFactory's approach to building community includes several corporate partnerships that unlock barriers that come with starting or growing a business.
Maybe it's part of our mentorship program where an entrepreneur that's been there and done that, or somebody that can answer a few questions, somebody can get access to that. So I couldn't be more proud to be a Missouri State employee to also have this focus on that front door for employers to the university and to unlock resources that come with a large institution like a Missouri State, but also to have that focus on economic development and know that we care strongly about creating a good community. So I'm excited to have this type of recognition from the Wall Street Journal. And I think that shows that our community's really taken the right approach. We really do think it is the best place, you know, to start, grow your business, but also to live and to work from.
That was Rachel Anderson, director of the eFactory. I'm Sophia Perez for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of Strategic Communication at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.